we are witnessing a serious attack on the rule of law in this country. There is no respect of rule of law. We are experiencing the increasing levels of impunity, even when court issues an order to, for police to vacate the premises of newspapers, they are the right amount to do so. What we've chosen is to go to court. This Wednesday, we are saying enough is enough. First of all, Kaihura and his man, who is the Inspector General of Police, must be summoned by court to go and give reasons why he continue to stay or to murder the press, closing down media houses without any legal backing. The other thing what we're trying to look at is we must really give the Ugandans an assurance that he's serving himself and President Museveni or he's serving Ugandans. Because institutions must be respected. These are institutions they went to bush to fight for. And we are saying they are supposed to respect them. Therefore, getting to court, we want him, we are suing him for contempt. And we are very sure court will summon him and we have to give reasons why he continues to murder the media. Secondly, we have also seen very many journalists being rendered useless. Many are jobless. They cannot afford decent life. They cannot even send their kids to school. And the majority of Ugandan journalists are freelancers. They are paid up a story. Monta newspaper employs hundreds of journalists. Red Pepper employs hundreds of journalists. KFM the same, as well as Dende FM. And Mr. Kaihura and President Seven, they are looking at these media houses as a platform which does not generate money, but it contributes to the survival of Ugandan journalists. So what we are saying is economically, President Seven is attacking the economic fibers of this country. At the same time, he is also trying to create unemployment, which problem we are experiencing at a greater level. Therefore, this is, I think, we believe must stop, and must stop now, not tomorrow. The other thing also what we've seen is the Uganda Communications Commission. We have also studied the law, and what you've noted is that the engineer Mutabazi, he's there illegally. His tenure expired after the merger of the Broadcasting Council and Uganda Communications Commission. Once they brought to Parliament a law that merged the both institutions, it meant that he had to be sworn in as a new director. It did not happen. Therefore, he's also there illegally. Whatever he speak, whatever he write, whatever directive he make, they are all illegal. They have no legal backing, and therefore, he all must be forced to reopen media houses, then FM and KFM, and conditionally, and you want him to vacate that office because he does not fit to be there.
Mr. Sebagala, the government has said this monitor is a scene of a crime. The police are saying that the investigation still continues. If this is the case of a national security issue that has been compromised, don't you think that the police should have the needed time to complete their investigation?
Their stay at Daily Monitor and Red Pepper are illegal because they were using a court order that gave them powers to search the house. The same court that gave them the powers to search the two media houses is the same court we went to and they recalled the search warrant. Therefore, they are there illegally. And if they want to be lawful, law-abiding citizens, then they have to respect court. Because if Ugandans go and storm Red Pepper and fight for their media, then they will also be held liable and responsible for the outcome. Because they are there illegally, and they should not be there anymore. Because the law they are using is the same law which is actually cutting them down. So we don't see, it does not really have any legal argument for them to continue. Mr. Kaihura is a lawyer. He knows all this better. And there's no excuse he will give that he did not read the law, neither did the magistrate or the judge give a wrong order or decision. Therefore, Kaihura, as a lawyer, he must respect the rule of law because police is here to protect Ugandans and their properties. They have to keep law and order as well as serving Ugandans. Whose interests are they serving? They are serving an individual, or they are serving citizens. What we are trying to say here, media houses should be given a chance or an opportunity to do their work. Whatever they are trying to do, whatever they are trying to push the media to do, they are attacking the fibers of journalism. You cannot compel a journalist to reveal to you the sources of information when you were aware that it's the foundation of journalism. We cannot just divulge our sources because we're endangering them. If they want to kill journalists, they will do so. Well, if they want to jail them, they will do so. We will not give up. And we are saying the time frame we've given them is enough. That's why we have gone to court.
Some people are saying that whether you go to court or not, it's not going to help matters because, one, the police, by law, they are supposed to enforce the law. Now, in this case, then who can enforce the law? Because even if there's a court order, the police would have enforced the court order.
First of all, what you're trying to say here, there is no law they are enforcing. While they are staying there. The only law they are supposed to enforce is the order, which orders them to vacate. Therefore, if they say they will be the one enforcing the law, they are supposed to enforce the law, we are not to give up. If we fail Ugandan court, we'll try a regional court. And if the regional court fails, we'll go up to the UN, because what we're trying to say, Ugandan government has ratified a number of treaties, whether regional or international. So what you're trying to say is we are setting a precedent. Whether they like it or not, a precedent is going to be set and they will be answerable any day they will leave power. Because Uganda is not going to stop tomorrow, is not going to stop today. We will continue to engage them, we will continue to tell them whatever wrongs they've done until justice comes by.